Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Dinner Table. I am your host, Kid Frenchy.
Yes, yes. And this is your co-host, DJ Young and Rich. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Bless, man. Absolutely. Big time show lined up, man. You know, we getting money over on the Money Tree, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll stay tuned for that Money Tree in the evening, yes, sir. But today going to be a good one. Like you said, today going to be a good one, man. Kind of a little bit emotional. A couple buddies, a couple people I knew, played ball with, passed away. A couple of them passed away actually the last few days here. Rest in peace, Hope. Rest in peace, Louis Nix. A lot of people know Louis Nix from he went to Notre Dame, played at Range right here, Jacksonville, played at Notre Dame, got drafted by the Texans. He played with the Texans, the Giants, and the Jaguars. He passed away. They found his car in a pond over there by his wife, his girlfriend's house.
Prayer to the family, man.
So yeah, definitely, man. And then we're gonna get into a little bit of sports. Big one gonna be today, producers, man. You know, producers out there. There's a lot of great producers out there. So me and DJ Young and Rich, we're gonna go over our top five, who we think our top five producers are. Well, and then DJ Young and Rich gonna hit y'all with the Money Trees in the evening. But like I said, I appreciate it for listening. Shout out to the sponsors. Bless you. Shout out to the sponsors, Motion Life Studios, also Beyond Wealth Management. Bless you. I know the allergies out there. I know they're falling out there crazy.
Turning, man.
All thanks to Fair Group. Shout out to Fair Group. All the sponsors, Fair. So,
who's doing excellent on the markets, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go over that too with y'all. So, y'all just stay tuned. Nah, we're going to get right to it. It's the Dinner Table.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is y'all. This is your host, Kid Frenchy.
This is your co-host, DJ Young and Rich.
Yeah, we back, man.
The Dinner Table, baby. What's happening?
Man, I'm going to get a little bit of sports, man. Big time to me. The big thing that stood out to me in the sports thing, man, J.J. Watt. Congratulations, man.
Ooh, Arizona reuniting with that boy, Hopkins, yo.
Right. They've been good friends, too.
Yeah, and the thought, I would say... I mean, you would say Watson go out there, but Kyler Murray got that. He's straight. That young boy, Thundercat, man. He a stud, bro.
That's going to be a good one, because with that defense they already got with. Ain't the Honey Badger on with them?
No, in Kansas City now.
Oh, he is in Kansas City. That's right.
Yeah, Brady got it in his head for the Super Bowl.
That's right. I forgot about that. But yeah, shout out to JJ, man.
Oh, yeah. The NBA news, man. We got, of course, you know, we got you. Go over these standings, you know. 76ers is on top, man. That boy Joel Embiid, in his hypochondriac 30 minutes. You know, he's in the MVP race right now, man. You know, of course, LeBron, they're going to underrate him. Durant doing load management, and I support that. Do not hurt yourself overdoing it. You feel what I'm saying? Kawhi showed us that we can still be successful doing that. You know what I'm saying? And,
shout out to Brooklyn.
No, shout out. Okay, my bad. Not to cut y'all, man. Shout out to the New York Knicks, who is fourth in the Eastern Conference this year.
It was something about them coming out that I knew it was going
on. That boy Julius Randle. But if you a product of Kentucky, man, them boys be like dominating. Think about it. Randle, AD. Even the boy Young, Tyrese Maxey played for the Philadelphia 76ers, man. Like, he gonna take Ben Simmons' spot if he don't learn how to shoot. Definitely, bro. But, yeah, man, on some low-key news, too, though, man. It's trouble in the Boston Celtics locker room. That's why we ain't talking about them boys, because they are currently sixth in the East, but they are 500, man, tied with the Heat and the Raptors for 500.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, that boy Young, Mellow Ball, they got the Hornets at eight, boy.
They say he better than Lonzo.
Hey, boy, that boy that eating.
Average
like 17-6-6. Yeah, and got the Jazz on the top of the West. You know, the Lakers close behind, three games behind. You know, shout out to Donovan Mitchell, man. MVP sleeper. They don't never get in that love, but it's a lot of white folks in Utah.
about all of them, man.
But yeah, you got the Lakers, Clippers, and shout out to the Phoenix Suns, who, you know, they lost out on the playoff bid in the bubble. You know, Devin Booker did pick up AD spot in the All-Star, so that wasn't a snub. So they ain't got to start telling LeBron to shut up and dribble again.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Golden State Warriors, they at 8. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Curry, man. They cooking out there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's All-Star weekend, too.
Yeah, for sure.
57. I think they're doing everything in one day.
If the Jaguars hit me, man, Deshaun Jackson is out there. The Eagles cut him. So,
no more wide stud receiver. Y'all wide receiver.
Deshaun's not wide stud. Wait a minute. Hold on. Deshaun Jackson is not washed up. That man still got the speed of Tyreek Hill. Probably faster, if you ask me.
I ain't debating that, but
that man got the hands.
I think
still.
You need he's a still, little more still, physicality downfield.
As long as he can still get open. Still a downhill threat. He's still a downfield threat.
Injuries.
Well, he's a downfield threat. He can stay healthy.
If he can stay healthy. That's the whole thing. See, that's the thing about it. If it was a free thing, different. But them folks don't be wanting to pay no money to take no risk
sure
on
take,
no
I'm
ankle.
Sure he'll take a 2-year, $5 million contract for what? Why not? That's $2.5 million.
He ain't gonna take that, but he should.
Jaguars, if you listen, offer that man a 2-year,
Hey man, shout out to the Jacksonville receiving corps, Shark. What's the other dude with the weird name? D.D. Westbrook. Chenault.
Rookie.
Yeah, I be on that Madden too, though, man. Cause them boys, like, that's how they show you, like, hey, all they missing.
You got cheat codes on Madden, though, man.
I'm talking about the rock.
Do not listen to the Remember how last week I tried to tell you, don't let me bully y'all. Don't let him bully. This man is a cheat code on Madden.
I'm talking about the rosters and stuff, man.
Man, use a Derrick Henry. And I don't think anybody on that game could touch Derrick Henry.
Yo, that boy got 2,300 yards. Yeah. Run up on that Madden, man. Madden Lee, shout out, man. We're going to do that a little later. That's season 2 for y'all, though, man. Y'all going to see me and Kid Frenchy win our favorite followers and fans is money.
We're going to be season 2 going to be lit. Season 2 is going to be one of them lit ones where like I said, this first one was just a 10-part series. We're just going to run it out, so we got a couple. This is episode 7, so I want to, again, thank y'all. Listen all the way up to episode 7.
Wonderful experience with y'all, man.
Magnificent, man. This has been a great experience. And what I've kind of done is kind of felt the days. So we started on Sundays. Then I kind of did it when the Super Bowl was here, and then we moved it to Monday. I said, the Monday felt good, so we tried another Monday. Now today's Tuesday, so we tried a Tuesday. So when season 2 come around, we're going to have a better fit. What day exactly and how we're going to do it. Because, I watch, I learn, I listen a lot. I watch a lot of podcasts. So
shout out to Brother D'Angelo, man, and Real Spill Podcast, man. It's always support. That boy graduated and moved on, the bigger and better things. Not saying most in life and beyond, don't be doing their thing, but it's all about spreading the love and the money trees at the dinner table. So, man, shout out to that boy, man.
Absolutely.
You feel me? It's been an awesome experience, man, with y'all. We excited to go ahead and give y'all a little visual. Be blowing the bolo, man, kicking the popo, you feel me? Well, look forward to all the guests that we got lined up and stuff like that, man, and more sponsors and stuff like man, it's just a wide spectrum, man. Kid Frenchy got his clothing line coming up, man, and we making strides, great strides with the equipment coming in that regard also, man. So man, yeah, man, dinner table, we be litty, but man, it's always greatly appreciated. But man, I'm gonna drop a couple more gems from this. We're gonna do the trending thing. We got Melo Anthony again. Melo Ball is blessing, rookie of the year favorite. Elite passing laying foundation for potentially spectacular career. Then did Lonzo go one?
Two.
Two.
Buddy from get Golden State went one. The record from Golden State.
Which one?
The big man. From 21, the big man.
No, not no. I'm talking about Lonzo, not Melo.
Oh, Lonzo. No, I don't think Lonzo went one. No, I think I don't think Lonzo went one.
They say he don't start hitting threes.
Lonzo?
Yeah, boy. Shout out, man, to them ball brother, big baller brand. We ain't talking about Allen because he was scamming. But yeah,
second overall you know too. He went two. He went two too.
Oh, so both of them went two. Yep. That's hey. They gonna learn by sleeping on them boy, man. Man, y'all know what that is, man. Bitty is litty, baby.
Choke.
Yeah.
So, DJ.
What's up, my brother?
Top five, man. Top five.
You gotta get to it. I'll try, you know. I guess I'm a, you know what I'm saying? And what I mean like by the producers and stuff, like what influenced my own decision, you know, my list of faves and stuff like that. It's like basically the impact they had on hip hop in the eras and the times too. So like, I mean, of course it's my favorite list, so you can't just say these just written in stone, you know. But my mean like my top five greatest of all time list, I'm gonna just go ahead. I'm gonna start at five, you know what I'm saying? I gotta go ahead and show man, I gotta show that boy Lil Jon, you know what I'm saying? For the crunk movement, you know, that was influence, a great influence for the Dirty South. You know what I'm saying? After that, also, you know, more of a southern producer that produced a lot of the hood mixtapes back in the day with like Jeezy, Gucci, them what is that? Drummer Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Drummer Boy. No, not DJ Drummer. Drummer Boy. His name Drummer Boy. You know what I'm saying?
Drummer Boy?
UMMA.
I never heard of that.
Drummer Boy, yeah. Yeah, because see what we're going to do. You feel me? After this, I'm going to look up while you doing your list. You feel me? Like the hits that he had with him. Because people be sleep. You feel me? But
okay.
After that, you know what I'm saying? I got to go ahead. Of course, I got to holler. You know, that boy Zay told me.
Dang.
You know, Zay told
me number three. The key to this one is I can't double take off his, so he just took one of mine. So.
But you know, he up there, he got to be there, you feel me? Yeah, that boy Zay Tobin, man. And number two, like I say, I'm from the Dirty South, man, so I ride with it, because you can't say,
I love Zay Tobin.
You can't say nothing about the Cash Money Millionaire movement without they producing. That was Manny Fresh. Number two. And then, you know what I mean? Like, crazy. Ain't nobody gonna argue with me now. You know, a kid French ain't in the argument of the move on Tuesday, so we lucky.
Hope you don't pay another one off my
list. I don't know. I ain't gonna say that you gonna be sleep on them or nothing like that. But also because, you know, shout out to, like, say these era savvy things and the impact that they had on the hip hop industry, man. The Wu Tang Clan movement wouldn't be the Wu Tang Clan movement without the producer, man. The RZA, man. The RZA. That's me personally, the RZA.
What's his name?
The RZA.
Oh, the RZA.
Yeah, RZA. Yeah, man, the RZA, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? RZA?
The RZA, okay. Man. Yeah.
I've never heard of RZA.
But yeah, that's DJ Young and Rich, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my top five, man. Y'all always hit me on, you know what I'm saying, the email.
Yeah,
I'm going to hit that up, man. Why are you going to ponder upon what, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, though. I never heard of Drummer Boy. I never heard of RZA either, though. But that's who that came back in the day.
The RZA? Yeah, the RZA, man.
Drummer Boy. Okay, so I'm going to do my top five, no particular order. Mine probably going to be, what you call it? I like, number one, first and foremost, shouts out to another one.
Khaled.
Another one.
Khaled.
Shout out to DJ Khaled, man. That man changed the culture, man. Man, done.
He a pioneer, yeah, man.
Big time, man. Another that one I like, man. Mike Will Made It.
Ooh. I'm asleep.
I like Mike Will Made It.
But yeah, that's a huge impact.
That boy there, his big one was with, what are those boys' names?
Ray Sherman.
Mm-hmm. Mike Will made it. You was hearing it in the what you call it. Shouts out to if Drew didn't film it, then it ain't film right. Shout out to Drew. Drew didn't film it.
Look at DJ Kid Frenzy, man. I'm gonna start letting you go first.
Drew didn't film it.
I ain't gonna just
number four.
I don't think they're interpreting what I'm trying to say.
Oh man. Number four. I'm gonna go with DJ Drummer. Because of what he did with Jeezy.
Drum. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, that man. He was just on
85
in the trap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in the trap with Carlos. Sure. Yeah, so, man. Shout out to Drummer, man. Huge pioneer to the game, man.
And number five, I'm gonna go with, I have to say, I'm gonna go with Dr. Dre.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go with Dr. Dre. Shout out to Dr. Dre.
Shout out.
Dr. Dre, I'm gonna go with my five. So DJ
Khaled. You get an honorable mention. You know, I'm
DJ with Khaled, Dre. Mike Will made it. Drew didn't film it. DJ Drama and Dr. Dre. I'm on top five. You found a couple of those songs for that Drummer Boy?
Get a list. You know that's what I probably should do. Drummer Boy. Because it show all the people that he made beats for. But this new recent stuff, My Brother's Keeper, which I really hadn't heard because I'm in the old school Drummer Boy. Let's see, Drummer Boy, Jeezy.
Let's see. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're just looking at a couple things to see what. I just wanted to know. Okay, put on No Hands. Money to Blow. Oh, he's a big one.
Yeah, see, I can't find that on mine.
Oh, wow. No Love.
Yeah, Drama Boy, that
Down
boy.
Down on. Oh, he did that. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that boy be doing his thing, man. Shout out to Drama Boy, man.
He did that Walk Flock with No Hands. That's probably one of the biggest.
Yeah, he diverse with it. Woo. He did Shout It, man, for Plies, bro.
He did Money to Blow for Birdman.
Yeah, bro, man. Shout out, man. You know, hey, man. Shout out to Drummer Boy, man. Them boys.
Who Drummer was out there like that? Oh, okay. Honorable mention. Who would your honorable mention be?
Honorable mention. Man, shout out to Swale, man. Or Ray Shimmer.
Producing?
He produced. Mike Will taught him. Who you think made the French Montana beat?
That Come on, forget it.
Look it up. Ooh, sleep on him. Swale, man. Shout out to the honorable mention, man.
Swale made that beat.
Prince said, as a matter of fact.
That song got billions of views on YouTube. That Swale.
Man, matter of fact, put on French Montana. Cause he I think he was on the Breakfast Club when he said it. But he was like, yeah, Swale was trying. He I think he ran the beat by him or something like that. Oh, we got Mike Will made. Man, we gotta find I'm gonna find the clip. When he said Swale had ran across him though, because it's like you see Mike Will made it get in the put. Yeah, that man, yeah. Oh, he did some Triple S stuff.
He did no tight. I ain't got no tight.
Yeah, but it's, like I said, I ain't trying to take no shine. I don't know what's cause. You on the
right there, yep.
Unforgettable. Okay, yep, yeah. Formation.
Whoa.
Sicko Mode. Wow.
Wow. Okay, Swale.
Shout out Swale, man.
Okay, respect.
I ain't know them.
Respect, Swale. Okay.
Oh, man, Ellie Goulding, Close to Me, dog. You should just listen to that song, bro. Like, it's a pop song, I think. But, yeah, bro, a talent. Well. Yeah, he a talent, bro.
I listen to it all.
Yeah, man.
Let's see, I'm going to mention on.
Yeah, who you gonna honorably mention today, man? Man, shout out to Puff. That's my other honorable mention, man. Sean Puffy Combs, man. He probably should be on the Mount Rushmore producers as far as like impact wise, but you know, we living in a different era. Hits.
Hit TV show.
But like I say, shit, when him and Mace did it in the 90s, who you think were doing it? Look at that. Oh, someone.
I say 50 Cent.
50? 50 be producing?
Oh, I'm thinking of movies, bro. I'm thinking, I'm thinking of power.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another producer, you know, it's very crazy because I listen to songs all day, but you don't really, I'm the one that stick out.
Name an artist and then, because usually artists have their favorite producers that they rock with. So if you can probably identify with that.
I don't know who do great songs.
It gotta be somebody with breadwinners, because I don't think Gate really do no expensive stuff. Well, and I ain't gonna say he cheapskating or nothing like that, but he, you know, he keep it within, you know, with the homies. Matter of fact, man, who produced NBA Youngboy music, bro? Shout out Youngboy, man.
Shout out Youngboy, NBA.
Yeah, man. We, you know, we doing a little research, man, because we just rocking with y'all, man. Okay, French. Hey, man. And then, you know, before we even jump into the marketing thing, I'm going to just go and drop that little gem on y'all and put y'all on high alert. Man,
drummy,
I think.
Drummy.
Yeah, keeping it with his homies.
17 on the track. You got a little bit of mic.
But yeah, Rock and Mortgage just closed the market today at 71%. Up 71%, I'd rather say. You know, we jumped on that wave. Rock and Mortgage.
Oh, you talking about Star?
But yeah. it's been speculated that the Reddit gang has driven up again against the hedge funds. So, you know, you never know. We might be in for another GameStop situation. Be safe with your money. You know, don't be doing crazy stuff just because you see it jumping out the market. Don't be, it ain't gonna be in the red.
But he gonna go over there and charge all the money trees and even.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Break it out.
Putting y'all on alert because it ain't no fun losing money on the money tree, you know.
Yeah, but that's part of the game, though.
Yeah.
You do it. You win some, you lose some, but lessons, not losses.
Lessons, not losses.
New podcast gonna come out. Y'all stay tuned for that. Lessons, not losses podcast.
With DJ Kid Frenchie.
Lessons, not losses. That's what it's about. I appreciate y'all for listening, man. That was our top five producers we already mentioned. Y'all stay tuned real quick because our boy DJ Young Rich gonna come and drop some old gems on y'all with that money tree.
Biddy done went off about five times while we've been on the air.
That's money. That's Biddy is Liddy. That Biddy.
Man, y'all definitely stay tuned for that, man. You know, we're gonna have Money Trees in the Morning coming up Thursday too, so that's gonna be an excellent follow-up to the end of the week, wrapping it up.
Like you said, that Reddit game, y'all stay tuned for that. But
yes sir,
sit tight, we'll be right back with it. DJ Young and Rich will be right back with it. Money Trees in the Evening.
Yes sir. Nope. Dinner. Yo, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Young and Rich with, you know, the segment of Money Trees in the Evening at the Dinner Table, you feel me? I'm going to go ahead and drop these gems on y'all, man. But, you know, we got a lot of big news coming up, so go ahead and jump into it with Bitcoin news, you know what I'm saying? Because Biddy is always litty, baby. You know, right now, 24-hour high, it is $50,213, and 24-hour low, $47,063. So right now it's at a 48,641. So showing some promise to get back to at least 50,000, man. If you're doing your leverage thing, man, you understand more in detail and in essence that Bitcoin is more volatile. It ain't as if you're doing it in the day trading market. So, you know, you just have to be more careful with your money these days. You feel me? So, but Biddy is always litty because of the activity, you know what I'm saying? So just be capitalistic, man. Take your 30% gains and take you a 30 on the high, take you a 40 on the low. Try to catch you a little 30 in between, man. That's 100%. You just got to know the maneuvers, man, and the methods, man. You know, but don't be losing your money doing too much. You know what I'm saying? But Biddy is always litty. And other marketing news, you know, We got Fair the Funding Group. We got them on the big board today. they're up 1.13% on the day from yesterday is 0.27, opening up the week, and up from a negative 1.1%. We're up by 1.04 on the day weekly. I'm sorry. And monthly, 0.29%+. And our biggest gainers today, I'm mentioning again, Rocket Mortgages, you know, the number one mortgage lending company in America right now. They went public, I think it was this past summer, and they've been doing good. They opened at $18, man. And they're up to like, I think it was like $31 a share, man. I got in on that, man. I think Kid Frenchie did as well. You know, one of the southern states passed in legislation with the medical marijuana. So Tilray and Afira was up, you know. They did a little dunk and pump action, though. You know, they kind of leveled out in the end. Number two, we have XL Fleet with a gain of 7.41%, and Goodyear at number three with 4.32%. So that was an excellent game. shout out to the clients. You know, Jolene Hurley on her first 50% gain with Fair the Funding Group. And Kid Frenchie, he on the board with the same thing, man. Shout out to that, man, because we always trying to ensure your money that we can keep these sponsors paying these bills. You feel what I'm saying? And shout out to brother Keith Taylor, man. He came in and bought five shares of Ideanomics at $3.50 per share. And on the day yesterday, they gained 13.79. They lost six back, but still he in the good, y'all. And you know, I use that as an opportunity to buy on the dip because I know that they're probably it's a fintech technology development. So the more EVs and technology is ushered in, these type of information companies, you know, they gain momentum and stuff like that. And I think it's like $3.36 a share. So buy about 50 shares and try to drive that because, you know, look like Reddit giving these folks, hedge funds hell on the shorts again with Rocket. So we're going to see tomorrow because this show that I think last time I checked this, I can check for y'all right now, actually. You know what I'm saying? Was Rocket right now? Oh yeah, still at 71%, 17.30 gain, man. It's at $41.60 a share. Man, it's excellent, man. You know, but it's why we gotta always stick to the money trees. You know what I'm saying? Because we gotta always get y'all paid, man. Shout out to the dinner table for always having me on. You know, even with the co-host segment, you know, I always appreciate Kid Frenchie. You know what I'm saying? Sharing the time, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a family thing and it's always a movement. Also, you feel me? give y'all a little bit more news and detail. Look, they giving an interview right now, man. Rocket is, oh, I mean, they had a fourth quarter of 277% gain, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, in a year's time, the company grew 277% after IPOing. So, it ain't like it's a volatile tilt. I mean, I ain't knocking GameStop stop or nothing like that. It's just like they kind of were driven on the tilt by Elon Musk. And I'm going to give y'all a famous quote by Elon Musk, and I want you to interpret it the way that you must, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a simple phrase and quote. He says, "I'm just an engineer." And to elaborate on that, bro, he's not a banker. He's not Warren Buffett. He's not a politician. Like, I ain't saying that he not savvy with his number because he uses, like, he's a master of numbers, you know what I'm saying, as far as making things successful and getting things done. But I think people just kind of take into account what he says is not going to be driven, as opposed to, like, okay, when President Trump tweeted, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's a different type of thing because President Trump is known as a marketing type of individual. But you feel what I'm saying? Like, Elon Musk, you can make it as you must. You feel what I'm saying? Just don't jump into the volatility and blame him because he's not a banker. He's an engineer. That's why he said that. So, but you know, it was always a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, with y'all. Say shorts are crashing and burning as Rocket surges 71%, man. Yeah, man, the Redditors appear to be targeting. Shares of online mortgage providers were halted for volatility on Tuesday after gaining more than 60%. Stock closed at 71%, you know, at $41.50. You know, it's a Rocket CEO's has been discussed heavily on Reddit's Wall Street Bets in recent days. So it's pretty evident what's going on. But I mean, you know, shout out to the Reddit gang, man. They strike again, baby. But I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up. We're gonna go on you know what I'm saying, pay these bills as usual. Shout out to Motion Life and Beyond Wealth Management, all sponsored by Fair Man, you know, getting that money, man. And this has been another segment of Money Trees in the Morning. I am your host, DJ Young and Rich, and I'm out of this thing. Money Trees in the Evening. Money Trees in the Morning coming on Thursday, y'all. Stay tuned, man. DJ Young and Rich.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes
another one.
Another one. Shout out to Kelly. Another one. That concludes another episode, man. I hope y'all learned something, man. Do this for me, man. Youngin, give me your email again, man. We want y'all to reach out, man. Let us know your top five producers, man. Who you like? Who you like out there, man?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
What's your email address? How to get in touch with you?
You can reach me at DJ Youngin Rich at gmail.com, and that's spelled DJYOUNGNRICH at gmail.com, man. Holler at me, man. Let me know about that top five. You know, we still inquiring about y'all top five, about them artists too. So
yeah, let's know that too, man.
We forgot about you, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the sponsors, man. Motion Life Studios
and Beyond Wealth Management, baby.
All thanks to Fair Group. Shout out to the Fair Group. Can't say thank you enough to Fair Group. They make sure, again, we got roof over our head, and we got electricity to produce. So, shout out to
the bill pay us.
Indeed.
Yeah, man.
Y'all stay tuned for Money Trees in the Morning on Thursday with DJ Young and Rich. You're going to go over the little Reddit thing that's going on with this Rocket Mortgage. And
The suspense is killing me.
It really is. So, we wait for tomorrow morning to see how it's going. And cannabis ones too. Y'all keep an eye on cannabis ones too, right?
And Afira.
Afira. Afira. Yeah, y'all stay tuned on those too. Because like I said, it's becoming more and more into legislation. So as more states, you know, adopt it, you know.
It's even more so big in southern states because they usually the last ones to legislate.
Right.
So, you know, keep that in mind too, y'all.
Indeed. Y'all can also reach out dinnertablepc@gmail.com. You know, leave a message on here if you're on Anchor. If you listen to on the Apple, iHeartRadio, you know, let me know. Let me know where y'all listening from. We're gonna start doing some giveaways, some sweepstakes come season two. So we want to get the anticipation up and going. This is episode seven.
Y'all, we gotta keep it going.
We got three more episodes, and then we're gonna take a brief pause, you know, just to, you know, get season two as
airtight, you know,
airtight as it can get.
Yeah, research and development, you know what I'm saying? Because we always trying to get better for y'all, man.
And I've been studying podcast. I've been listening to it. I'm watching a lot of podcasts, studying a lot of podcasts, all different types of podcasts. So, greatness comes, you know, you take 10 great people and you pick one thing out of those, you know what I'm saying, out of each of those people, and you know what I'm saying, you create your own way. So
yeah, and if you got a voice, you got a message, man, don't ever shy away, don't ever hesitate to be heard, man. We living in an interesting time now.
Get it out.
You just got to make the most of your opportunities, man.
That's all.
We ain't always had the opportunity to speak.
Right.
So always take heed to having a voice, y'all. You feel me?
Great platform to do so if you want to get your voice out there heard and your opinions out there heard. Great platform, Anchor, man. Shouts out to Anchor. But
yes, sir.
Again, we want to thank y'all for listening, man. We're gonna call it a day. Like I said, man, stay tuned to that Money Trees in the Morning on Thursday with Youngin. Other than that, man, we're gonna get it out the door, man. Before we leave out this thing, man, we'll be having dinner, man. You know what I'm saying? It's dinner table. Dinner table will be right in. Dinner table without look.
What's on the dinner?
Y'all know what
we're
doing for
dinner.
Shit, probably, I don't know, bro.
That's a good question. Did we ever decide on dinner?
I'm going to say probably Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yeah. That's all I know. Like I'm mad. Like that. Or something like that.
What's up, man? What's up? But we're going to call it a day, man. We appreciate y'all listening, man. Stay tuned next week. And like I said, on Thursday, with my trees in the morning. We out.
I love.